Welcome to Vegan Foodie News, your source for all things plant-based and vegan, from celebrity news, new products, and global initiatives. Be in the know and on the cutting edge of all the latest in this rapidly growing business segment. And get your VFN fix every morning.
It's time for Vegan Foodie News.
Hey everyone, it's Thursday, June 17th. I want to wish a big happy birthday to my friend Nicole. And here are today's headlines. Emmy Award-winning TV presenter and restaurateur Guy Fieri has given a $25,000 grant to a vegan food truck. The Guy's Big Bite star awarded the money to Rollin' Roots, a San Diego-based eatery considering building a brick-and-mortar location. Avante Hartsfield, owner of Rollin' Roots, said he was overwhelmed after finding out he was the recipient of the hefty grant. In a recent interview, Hartsfield said the company doesn't advertise its food as vegan, as it's for everyone to enjoy. He added, "It's really just comfort food that everyone can enjoy. Nobody can really tell it's vegan. We're just trying to provide good food. If people can just eat a little less meat, that's our goal. But we're doing what we can to make veganism as accessible as possible." Rollin' Roots serves plant-based dishes such as buffalo chicken sandwiches, mac and cheese, and fried pickles. It also has allergen-friendly menus. In other news, Brian May said he was told to eat animal products following a heart attack earlier this year. The Queen star recently revealed he was strongly advised to consume eggs and fish to restore his protein levels after the health scare. Kind of interesting. He says following the dietary change, he has remained loose about being plant-based, but is now approaching veganism in a gradual and sustainable way. He said, "It's actually unhelpful to be too harshly judgmental on yourself or on other people." May also celebrated the launch of Nestle's new vegan Kit Kat, describing it as a breakthrough. Additionally, he told his 2.8 million Instagram followers, "I'm just praying that the vegan Kit Kat will magically taste like dark Kit Kat and not like a milky one. I don't like milky chocolate." If this is the case, it will hopefully edge me further in the direction of being a proper vegan rather than just veganish. If not, it's back to those guilty feelings. And that's all we've got for now. Till tomorrow, stay tuned, stay veggie, and always stay well. This has been Vegan Foodie News. I'm Lisa Torch, and thanks so much for listening.